Tuesday, 23rd week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the letter to the Colossians, chapter 2, verses 6 to 15. As therefore you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so live in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one make a prey of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have become to fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of flesh in the circumcision of Christ. And you were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him to faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, who were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God make alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, having cancelled the bond which stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the principalities and powers and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in him. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, verses 12 to 19. In these days he went out to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples and chose from them 12, whom he named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and Andrew his brother, and James and John, and Philip and Bartholomew, and Matthew and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon who was called the Zealot, and Judah the son of James, and Judah Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured, and all the crowds sought to touch him, for power came forth from him and healed them all. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Christ is the key that brings salvation for all people. In ancient time, and also are today. The faithful who live in the world are often tempted by many false thoughts and doctrines which aim to disconnect them from God's truth. If the faithful are not deeply rooted in truth, their faith shall easily be shaken and changed by the doctrines. Today's readings help people to recognize the principal things which bring salvation for them. In the first reading, St. Paul confirmed that Christ and his teachings are the main principles that help people to attain salvation. The faithful need to pray, to deeply unite with him, to learn and to do what he teaches. They should not let any doctrine confuse or convince them to live far away from his teachings. In the Gospel, Jesus prays all night long with God so he could select his apostles who want to sacrifice their life for the church which he is going to establish. After the selection, he lets them stay with him so he could teach them and bestow the necessary grace for them to fulfill their mission. Second analysis, the first reading, root deeply and build our life on the foundation which is Christ. The third point, what the faithful must do. Today passes belong to the doctrinal section of the letter to the Colossians. The faithful are tempted from many directions. The Jewish doctrine required them to be circumcised and keeping the law to inherit salvation. The Gnosticism promises that they have the secret knowledge which could help their soul to escape their body to be with God forever. Other religion teaches that Christ is only one in many gods. The faithful must worship many other gods, such as the sun, the moon, the stars, and carefully observe days, months, and years. St. Paul teaches the faithful must avoid the false doctrines, center their life on Christ, and do the following thing. First, you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so live in him. The faithful unite with Christ by participating in the sacrament of the Eucharist and by a life of prayer. Second, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. Learning and living according to the scriptures is the foundation of the faithful life. Third, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving, the faithful should let their faith to guide their life and not worry about anything. Fourth, see to it that no one make a prey of you by their philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. To prevent themselves from false teachings, The faithful are required to know Christ's true teachings. In a word, the faithful do not need any God except Christ to attain salvation. For in Him, the whole fullness of deity dwell bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in Him, who is the head of all rule and authority. Second point. Christ's baptism is enough to bring salvation for all men. Next, Paul talked about the importance of the sacrament of baptism. It is needed to bring salvation for the faithful, to oppose the requirement to be circumcised from some Jews. In him also, you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of flesh in the circumcision of Christ, and you were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him to faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. When received the sacrament of baptism, the faithful are buried with Christ and resurrected like him, because they believe in the power of God who raised him from death. Moreover, before baptism, people are considered as dead because of their sin. But after this sacrament, the faithful are permitted to live with Christ by God. Sin, he forgives all their sins. Saint Paul confirmed that the law is not enough to save people. This is the reason why God destroyed the old covenant, having canceled the bond which stood against earth with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He also declared that no lawness is able to liberate people except Christ's lawless. Second, the gospel. Jesus chose the 12 apostles who self-sacrificed to build up the church. At Caesarea Philip, Jesus chose Simon Peter at the rock to build up the church which he is going to establish. However, Peter alone shall not be enough to lead a great crowd. So Jesus chose 11 other apostles together with Peter to lead the church. Some important things we can learn from Jesus about his selection of the 12 apostles. First, the way Christ chose his apostles. He did not choose anyone new, but from his disciples. We need to differentiate between the two nouns, apostle and disciple. According to the Greeks, the noun disciple comes from the verb to learn. A disciple is a learner from his master, while the noun apostle comes from the verb to send out. An apostle is the one who is sent out. Jesus himself gave the church a structure which enthralls disciples and apostles. Peter and his successors, not everyone who can be sent out, and not everyone who had a right to decide. Next, he awoke all night to converse with Father, to choose the apostles according to the divine standards, not according to the human standard. Looking at the list of those who were chosen, we did not see any distinguished character on them according to human standards, such as wisdom, religion, fame, power, or richness. On the contrary, they were weak people, sinful, and different temperament. For example, Peter is weak, talking without careful thinking. He wrote fast that he shall never abandon Jesus even after they leave him. But he denied Jesus 3 times in the same night. Matthew, who is the tax collector, a sinner and a Jew's enemy, were chosen by Jesus to stay with Simon the Zealot. The reason why he had that title is because he was conservative, hated the Roman Empire and all those who worked for them. If not for Jesus, these two people can kill each other. And Judas Iscariot, whom he foreknew that shall become a betrayer. Jesus chose the people to live with him, to be trained before he can send them out. After choosing them, Jesus shall train and give them grace so they can become good instruments to build up the church. Second point. Christ prepared them to continue his mission on earth. After he chose them, Jesus began to train them by his teaching and good examples. They must sacrifice their career and family to follow Jesus and to live with each other. They learned his teaching, and he gave them power to expel demons and to heal. Application in life. To reserve our faith, we need to unite deeply with Christ in prayer and often receiving the sacraments. To fight against worldly heresies, we need to learn the truth with Christ teaches and apply them to our life. Amen.